Israel woke up today to a political stalemate and no clear path forward. Final votes are being counted, but yesterday's parliamentary election ended with no winner between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party and his challenger, retired military chief Benny Gantz. Neither is close to a parliamentary majority, so they are looking to build coalitions with smaller parties. NPR's Daniel Estrin joins us from Jerusalem, where he's following the story. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Ari.
Okay, Prime Minister Netanyahu made a move today indicating how serious this is. He canceled his trip to the UN Annual General Assembly in New York, which is happening next week. Why did he cancel that trip?
Right. Well, an official in his office told me he canceled because of the political developments back home. And I think it's a big setback for Netanyahu. He loves going to the UN. He loves addressing the General Assembly. He's given memorable speeches there in the past, you know, warning Iran, holding up props, wowing Israelis with his impeccable English. He's sending his foreign minister instead. And Netanyahu was also supposed to meet President Trump on that trip to discuss a possible defense treaty between the U.S. and Israel. And now that's not happening either. And today, when Trump was asked about Netanyahu's fate, he said something remarkable. He said, "Our relationship is with Israel. We'll see what happens." And it's just really remarkable to see him distancing himself from Netanyahu at this time when Netanyahu could really use his support.
Yeah, and this deadlock comes less than 6 months after another election where Netanyahu was not able to put together a majority government. How are people taking this in Israel?
Voters we spoke to are quite frustrated, Ari, no matter who they support. They say this is a repeat election and they want a resolution already. Take a listen to this voter, Tovit Egozi.
"I'm very disappointed and I hope that Bibi Netanyahu will resign."
It's very unlikely that he will voluntarily resign. He's Israel's longest serving prime minister and his fight is only beginning. On local TV here, you have pundits presenting a whole host of different scenarios about what Netanyahu could do, how he could maneuver himself, how he could stay in power, what his opponents could do to try to block him. I was listening to a call-in show on the radio today here where callers were offering their own creative political maneuvers to unlock this deadlock. So I think overall Israelis are quite engrossed in this political drama right now.
Yeah, well, without going through the exhaustive list of possibilities, tell us what the opening positions from Gantz and Netanyahu are about how they would put together a coalition to get a majority.
Well, Netanyahu kind of took the first move in this chess game today. He had all his right-wing and religious allies commit to sticking by his side, and he basically issued this ultimatum. Either him as the prime minister and Gantz joins his government, or nothing else. And even his allies are threatening third elections. And then on the other hand, you have Gantz. He took a morning jog with his wife this morning, and he said, "Let's all calm down, and I'll work to build a coalition with Netanyahu's party." But he still wants to be prime minister. So the options here seem to be a largely right-wing religious government versus a centrist-led government that would still partner with Netanyahu's party. It's all very complicated, and someone's going to have to give.
And when and how does this all get resolved?
Well, for the moment, Netanyahu remains the interim prime minister, and then in a few days, the president consults all the parties, and then he tasks one of the candidates with trying to form a government first, so that'll be either Netanyahu or Gantz. But there's another clock ticking here, and that is that in 2 weeks, the attorney general is holding a court hearing, and then he's going to make a final decision at the end of the year on whether he'll indict Netanyahu for corruption. Hmm. And that can also affect the political landscape here and what Netanyahu decides to do.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem. Thanks for your ongoing coverage of the story.
Thanks, Ari.